Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Lesson 1, Bonus Episode. Welcome to this bonus episode for Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4. This episode will give you the chance to put your translation skills to the test and build on what you learned in the main episode. You'll be translating from English into Spanish and from Spanish into English. So, let's get started. Okay, I've chosen four expressions from the main episode, and we're going to practice these expressions with some translation exercises from Spanish into English and English into Spanish. Now, sometimes the sentences are fairly straightforward, perhaps using present tenses, but sometimes we've complicated things a little bit to try to really make you think about the expressions and how you would change the expressions or the grammar points into different tenses or different situations. Let's begin. And the first area, the first idea that we're talking about is no solo, sino también. So that's that expression meaning not only, but also. So your first sentence that I'd like you to translate into English from Spanish is this. Number one, no solo me gusta comer carne, sino también verduras y cereales. I'll say that again. No solo me gusta comer carne, sino también verduras y cereales. I'll give you some time to think about this. So we're translating. No solo me gusta comer carne, sino también verduras y cereales. Not only do I like eating meat, but also vegetables and cereals, or grains, perhaps. Cereales, cereals or grains. Okay, that's from Spanish into English. Let's try one from English into Spanish. What I'd like you to translate is, if I were rich, not only would I have a car, but also a motorbike and a small boat. Okay, I'll say that again. If I were rich, not only would I have a car, but also a motorbike and a small boat. So there's quite a lot in here. If I were rich, we're looking for an imperfect subjunctive there. Si fuera rico, or rica, si fuera rico, in my case, not only would I have, so we're looking at a conditional tense there, no solo tendría un coche o un carro, but also a motorbike and a small boat, sino también una moto y un pequeño barco. You could say moto or motocicleta. Si fuera rico, no solo tendría un coche, sino también una moto y un pequeño barco, or whichever version of the words for coche and motocicleta you wish to use. Okay, let's move on to another phrase, another expression, and that is surgir la posibilidad. So an opportunity arises, una posibilidad surge. Let's start with our translation into English from Spanish. Here we go, number three. Si nos surge la posibilidad de comprar un piso en Madrid, no lo pensaremos dos veces. I'll say that again. Si nos surge la posibilidad de comprar un piso en Madrid, no lo pensaremos dos veces. Okay, so here we've got, si nos surge la posibilidad, so if to us arises the possibility, if the possibility arises perhaps for us, de comprar un piso en Madrid, of buying or to buy a flat in Madrid or an apartment in Madrid, no lo pensaremos dos veces. That's, of course, the verb pensar in the future tense, we will not think about it twice. We won't think twice. If the opportunity arises to buy a flat in Madrid, we won't think twice about it. Si nos surge la posibilidad de comprar un piso en Madrid, no lo pensaremos dos veces. Muy bien. Número cuatro, entonces. Let's try using surgir la posibilidad, but translating into Spanish this time. So what I'd like you to translate is the following. The possibility arose for me to collaborate in a very important project for my work. I'll say that again. The possibility arose for me to collaborate in a very important project for my work. Let's try translating this. The possibility arose. We're looking here at the preterite tense. So the possibility arose for me. We need to put that for me in front of the verb. So me surgió la posibilidad. Me surgió la posibilidad of collaborating in a project that is very important for my work, or a very important project for my work. So me surgió la posibilidad de colaborar en un proyecto muy importante para mi trabajo. Me surgió la posibilidad de colaborar en un proyecto muy importante para mi trabajo. Muy bien. Bueno, vamos a seguir con una tercera expresión. And this third expression is the very nice expression, ¿qué voy a decir yo? ¿Qué voy a decir o decir yo? What am I going to say? What did you want me to say? What do you expect me to say? Something like that. So let's try translating one from Spanish into English. This is number five. Alberto y María empezaron a discutir sobre su relación cuando estábamos en el restaurante. ¿Qué iba a decir yo? I'll say that again. Alberto y María empezaron a discutir sobre su relación cuando estábamos en el restaurante. ¿Qué iba a decir yo? Okay, so we've got Alberto y María, and they started to do something. Empezaron. Alberto y María empezaron a discutir sobre su relación. They started to have an argument about their relationship, or to argue about their relationship. Discutir can mean to discuss something. For example, discutir un tema muy interesante o muy importante. But here, it's more likely to be the fact that they were disagreeing or they were arguing. So Alberto and María started to argue about their relationship cuando estábamos en el restaurante, when we were in the restaurant, or while we were in the restaurant, perhaps. ¿Qué iba a decir yo? What did you expect me to say? What did you want me to say? What was I going to say? Something like that. Let's go from English into Spanish now. This is number six, número seis. I have a very beautiful nephew, but of course, what do you expect me to say? I'll say that again. I have a very beautiful nephew, but of course, what do you expect me to say? So we're probably talking about a small child or a baby here, a baby nephew. I have a very beautiful nephew. A nephew is un sobrino, a niece, una sobrina. So I have a very beautiful nephew, tengo un sobrino, and I would use guapísimo, guapísimo, or muy guapo. Tengo un sobrino guapísimo. Pero claro, ¿qué voy a decir yo? But of course, what do you expect me to say? Pero claro, ¿qué voy a decir yo? So another example using ¿qué voy a decir yo? Okay, let's turn now to our final expression. And this one is hacerse extraño. And this is used when something seems strange or it appears odd. So let's translate, first of all, from Spanish into English. This is number 9. Se me hace extraño no verle todos los días, pero ahora está trabajando en otra ciudad. I'll say that again. Se me hace extraño no verle todos los días, pero ahora está trabajando en otra ciudad. So, se me hace extraño no verle todos los días. It seems strange to me not seeing him every day. Se me hace extraño. It seems odd or it seems strange. No verle todos los días. Not seeing him or not to see him every day. Pero ahora está trabajando en otra ciudad. But now he's working in another city. Se me hace extraño no verle todos los días. Pero ahora está trabajando en otra ciudad. And finally, number 8. Número 8. And of course, we're going from English into Spanish here. It seemed odd not to see her at the meal, but perhaps she had other plans. I'll say that again. It seemed odd not to see her at the meal, but perhaps she had other plans. Okay, we're going to be using a past tense here. And I would suggest that the most natural one to use would be the preterite. So we're using the preterite form of hacer or hacer. And that is, of course, hizo or hizo. So it seemed strange to me or it seemed odd to me. Se me hizo extraño not to see her at the meal. No verla en la cena. But perhaps she had other plans. Pero quizás tenía otros planes. Pero quizás tenía otros planes. So the whole thing, se me hizo extraño no verla en la cena. Pero quizás tenía otros planes. Y ya está. I hope that you found this additional episode of Coffee Break Spanish Season 4, Episode 1, useful, and that it's given you a chance to practice some of those expressions that we covered in the main lesson. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Spanish for you. In the meantime, como siempre, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.